Good afternoon. From the KTVO Newsroom in Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumry. Thank you for tuning in. The Juneau Assembly voted to increase both the city's property tax and utility rates for the fiscal year that begins in July. The rate hikes were passed alongside the city's budget for the next year, which the Assembly unanimously approved during a meeting last night after months of work. Next year's property tax, or mill rate, is 10.24. It's higher than last year's rate, but lower than what's needed to pay for city spending next year. As a result, the city will dip into savings to fill the gap. Property taxes make up around 40% of the city's general fund revenue. Downtown resident Kay Mell was the only person who testified about the mill rate at a meeting. She kept her remarks short and focused.
Yes, please increase the mill rate. Pass a balanced budget. We need to pay our way. Thank you.
Property tax bills are calculated by multiplying the mill rate by a property's value. A higher mill rate doesn't always mean people will see an increase in their bills. This year, the average residential property assessments rose by less than 1%. For a typical $500,000 home in Juneau, the property tax bill will increase by about $100 if the home value stays the same. And beginning on July 1st, residential water and sewer rates will increase by 5%. The rate will continue to increase by 5% annually for the next 5 years. City officials say the rate hikes are needed to help the offset of hundreds of millions of dollars in replacements and repairs needed for the city's water and sewer system in the coming decade. Juneau's current utility rates have gone up 2% each year since 2020, but that hasn't kept pace with inflation or repair needs. The rates approved by the Assembly are an increase, but they're less than what the Juneau Water Utilities Division originally proposed and what's recommended by studies. The Assembly also chose to fully fund the Jensen Olsom Arboretum next year. Mayor Beth Weldon originally proposed cutting all of its funding for next year, but pulled back on that plan after testimony by an Arboretum member. Weldon says she proposed the cut to show how difficult it is to cut even small amounts from the budget without public backlash. The city and borough of Juneau plans to evict all residents of the historic downtown Telephone Hill neighborhood by October 1st. It's part of a plan to demolish existing homes and clear the area for newer, denser housing in response to the city's housing crunch. But as KTOO's Clarice Larson reports, no developer has signed on to the project.
The plan is to demolish all 7 houses and the 5-unit apartment building on Telephone Hill beginning this fall. Tenants living there now have about 4 months to move out and find housing before demolition begins. The Assembly's approval of the redevelopment project on Monday was a decision years in the making. The only Assembly member to vote against the plan was Paul Kelly. Assembly member Christine Wall says she recognizes the decision was a difficult one.
I wish we could sign an agreement with a contractor today that said we aren't kicking out these families until we have a plan to get 10 times more people in that place. That's not possible.
The Assembly approved spending roughly $5.5 million in city dollars, pulled from a few different sources, to fund the first phase of demolition and site preparation for the area. The total project cost is estimated at $9 million. But the city has not yet secured a developer to construct new housing there. Some residents, like Tony Tangs, who lives downtown, said the Assembly had already made its decision long before the vote even occurred.
This will be a very visible $9 million scar in the heart of downtown and the subject of much ridicule. You may go down as the most notorious Assembly in the history of Juneau if your big gamble doesn't pay off.
The city plans to get the land ready for a developer to then come in and start building housing next summer. But as Douglas resident Mark Whitman points out, no developer has even signed on to the project yet.
You are waving a $9 million carrot hoping someone will buy into this. And no clear takers, a bad gamble with our money. This is not fiscal responsibility.
The neighborhood gets its name because it was home to Alaska's first commercial telephone service. The hill and many of its houses were a part of the original Juneau town site in the late 1800s. All of the people living on Telephone Hill are renters, and have been since the state took ownership of the neighborhood in the 1980s. It was originally intended to be redeveloped back then to build a new capital complex there, but obviously that didn't happen. The state then transferred the land to the city in 2023. Last year, the Assembly voted to redevelop the neighborhood and add more than 100 new housing units there in response to Juneau's ongoing housing crunch. Assemblymember Wade Bryson said the Assembly's decision shouldn't be a surprise.
Because this action, this night, was talked about 5 years ago, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, 2 years ago, a year ago. This was not a surprise, or it certainly should not have been a surprise to anybody that eventually it would come to this.
Demolition is slated to begin between October and December, and city officials say they hope that a developer could begin construction as soon as next summer. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.
And Saturday was National Trails Day, and Juneau volunteers were out maintaining the local hotspots. After upheaval in the federal funding that supports trail maintenance, KTOO took the opportunity to check in on the state of trail work in Juneau. On first Saturdays in June, Juneau's trail maintenance nonprofit gives volunteers a chance to pick up a shovel and help with trails.
We have the shovel, the tried and true. Not a lot of concerns with the shovel.
Trail Mix Inc. director Megan Tabachek stands in the back of a pickup truck, holding up tools for volunteers to see. She tells them how not to hurt themselves.
Putting a hand back here. I have seen someone break their thumb bone because they were shoveling like this. Hit a rock.
Volunteers file up the trail with rakes, McLeods, and Maddox in hand to pack muddy spots with gravel.
Cool. All right. Let's scoop some gravel.
The volunteers are out working today because they care about Juneau's trails. And lately, their work has felt more vital than ever. This spring, federal funding uncertainty meant that trail work on some of those beloved trails could have been deferred. Now, the situation is more hopeful. Trail workers have their jobs back, and funding may still come. It's Rachel Disney's first time volunteering with Trail Mix. Instead of a hand tool, she's pushing a motorized wheelbarrow full of gravel.
Being able to get out and hike and be in the woods was my main reason for staying in Alaska when I got here. And so I want to be able to make sure that people can continue being out in the woods here.
Disney says the future of Juneau's trails means a lot to her. But that future has been uncertain. After the Trump administration canceled federal grants and fired federal workers, including dozens of U.S. Forest Service employees based in Juneau, Trail Mix leadership decided to reduce its scope in case its federal funding was canceled. With that in mind, the organization pivoted to fundraising and planned to work only on city-owned projects, not Juneau's heavily used Forest Service trails. And at the time, Juneau's Forest Service trail work crew was halved. Donors stepped in, and Trail Mix raised just over $54,000 to put towards previously scheduled work on two heavily trafficked Forest Service trails and other projects. Tabachek says people often submit complaints about the condition of Peterson Lake and the Amalga Trail that reaches the Eagle Glacier Cabin. So the group had planned the work before federal cuts came down.
The work was already planned. We were already hoping to do it. And so it was really great the community stepped up so we could do it.
Tabachek planned to use the money to hire fired Forest Service trail crew. But when she went to extend the offers, she found they'd been rehired by the federal government.
They have one full trail crew of all returning staff, which was really great for them, just because returning people have a lot of experience.
And Tabachek says it looks like the majority of their expected federal funding will be honored after all. The Forest Service has not confirmed the staffing levels in Juneau. But she says RAFs, or reduction in force efforts, still loom for the Forest Service employees. Now federal rulings are blocking them, but Trail Mix is reserving some of the fundraised money to be able to hire two Juneau trail workers who may lose their jobs in future cuts.
There is still kind of the omnipresent threat looming over the heads of federal workers that they might lose their job.
If there are no more cuts on trail jobs in Juneau, then the money set aside will go towards trails people want to see improve, she says. Trail Mix crews are currently working on a reroute trail to Mount Jumbo, also called Sayeg, and the Thunder Mountain Bike Park. The work carries on. On the Spalding Meadows Trail in Juneau, I'm Yvonne Crumery. And a team of about 10 people returned last month from visiting the old shipwreck site of the Star of Bengal near Wrangell. They mapped and surveyed the site, hoping to get more information on the shipwreck that killed over 100 cannery workers. KSTK's Colette Zarnicki has the story.
The shipwreck is about 80 miles west of Wrangell, close to Coronation Island. Local fisherman Gig Decker first dove at the site in the 90s. He's a member of UCHART, or the Underwater Cultural Heritage Archaeological Research Team, which has been investigating the site for a few years now. Decker says the team had a goal in mind for this last dive, to recover the ship's bell. He says a biologist found the bell at the site a few years ago and they wanted to recover it for conservation purposes.
For shipwreck enthusiasts, the bell is as important as the anchor. It's a very important part of it.
The Star of Bengal sank almost 120 years ago. The vessel was heading from Wrangell back to San Francisco when it wrecked during a storm. The U-Chart team shipped the vessel's bell to Texas A&M Conservation Lab with the intention to preserve it at the Wrangell Museum in the future. The group wrote about the bell on their Facebook page. It says, quote, "Watching it breaking the surface after 117 years underwater was an emotional moment. Once the conservation is completed, we will hear the voice of the ship again," end quote. Decker says they also located other artifacts, the debris pile, the anchor, and the chain. But there's something else that's more pressing on his mind.
The thing that we're more interested in than anything is the fact that the majority of the Asians that died on the wreck were locked in the forward hold. And, of course, there's been a lot of testimony both ways about whether they were locked down or not.
Researchers found that over 100 cannery workers, mostly Chinese, Japanese, and Filipino, perished in the boat, while roughly 30, mostly white, crew members survived. Decker says he hopes an underwater forensic investigation leads to some answers. Decker says U-Chart is a sister organization to the Wrangell Mariners Memorial, which honors people who've died at sea. He's also a board member of Friends of the Museum, which will eventually help rehome the bell at the museum.
I think it's really important to recognize the fact that we're all in kind of the same game, is that we're trying to preserve the memory of the history of Wrangell and the significance to our community.
Decker says that Wrangell's history goes back hundreds of years, and the stories that U-Chart is uncovering at sea will help enrich the local museum. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.
And as for the weather here in Juneau, it's currently overcast and 56 degrees. The rest of the evening looks like it'll be clear, with a low near 43 degrees. And tomorrow looks like it'll be dry as well, with a high near 58. The rain may return on Thursday. You're listening to KTOO.